You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to KC Forum. It is public affairs with an entertaining spin, and I'm Kathy Quinn here with you every single Sunday, 6:30 to 7. You got to tune in. And this weekend, what are we going to talk about? The Cann Center on the West Side. Linda Colon will be on with us to talk about not only Cann Center, but Hispanic Heritage Month. And then the 10th Dimensional Paranormal Group. Yes, we have one right here in the Midwest. And Hector Lugo will talk to us about some of the cases he's worked on and how he can help you if you have any sort of paranormal experiences. It's kind of cool. But first up, Don Sumple with Angel Flight Central. How are you, Mr. Sumple?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing
much too formal. Just call me Don.
All right, I'll call you Don. And man, oh man, you got your November wine flight coming up.
That's right, Friday, November 16th from 6:30 until 11 o'clock at the Starlight Theater campus. And we're really looking forward to it and want to extend an invitation to everybody listening to come on out and join us.
We are talking about the Angel Flight Central, free flights for people in need. And what is so cool about Angel Flight Central is that it really, really depends on the volunteers. Pilots? Come on. Let's talk.
We definitely need volunteers. We have wonderful volunteers from a pilot standpoint. We also have great ground volunteers that help our organization. Last year, Kathy, we coordinated over 2,400 flights for people in need throughout our region. And Wine Flight is one of our major fundraising events that helps fund the organization throughout the year. And it's a fun night, and I don't know how many people have ever heard of Wine Flight, but it's in conjunction with Doug Frost and the Jefferson Cup Wine Competition, and that runs on the Thursday before Wine Flight, which will be November 15th. And then Doug donates the wine to Angel Flight Central, and we take the wine up at Starlight Theater, put it in on the stage area. We have a gourmet meal. We have a live and silent auction. We have a 16-piece big band, and it's a fun night of tasting wine, having some good food and socializing. And it's just a great, great night for a lot of people. And the nice thing with people, what they tell me is that you don't have to dress in a tux. It's business casual or business attire, whatever you feel. And it's a fun night.
All right, so we're talking about Angel Flight Central. Now, this is ours here in the area, but, nationwide.
Yeah, we're basically here based in Kansas City. We're not a national organization. There are other organizations, but they're individually operated. We're based at the downtown Wheeler Airport, and we oversee 10 states in the mid to upper Midwest and provide service to those people.
Okay, let's talk about how does that work. For instance, there's somebody who needs a flight where to where. How do you work with that?
Well, for instance, if someone needs a flight, say, from Kansas City to the Mayo Clinic, all they have to do is go online, fill out a passenger request. It'll come to us. We'll screen them to make sure there is a need, and then we'll hook them up with one of our volunteer pilots, and the pilot and the passenger will communicate, set up a time, and they're off.
Oh, my goodness. And we talked about the pilots earlier being volunteers. That's wonderful. The time, not only that they give for it, but their own planes, their own fuel?
Yes, they donate everything. They either have access to a plane or they own their own plane, and they take care of all the expenses. And we're really the matching service that ties the pilot to the passengers. These pilots would be flying anyway, and it's a wonderful opportunity, as many of them have told me, to use their passion and their love of aviation to help people get to a medical institution outside of their geographic area for treatment. And in many cases, it's life-saving treatment that they're going for.
We're talking to Don Sumple from Angel Flight Central. And you've obviously come in contact with some of these people, some of the patients. It's got to just warm your heart to know that the organization that you're working for is able to make these trips.
Well, what's amazing, too, Kathy, is that not only does the organization help get people to where they need to be for medical treatment, but it also helps them sustain some sort of quality of life, because many of these people really can't afford the transportation. And, I've had a mom who has a son that has brain cancer, had to go from a rural area to Duke University for treatment. She went online and saw that the flight tickets, the airline fares would be about $1,200 per person. She knew that the individual was going to have to go at least more than once for this treatment for a chance to survive. And then she had three or four other children. Her husband was unemployed. She was making minimum wage, and she was worried about keeping a roof over her head, clothes on her back, and food on her family's table. They told her about Angel Flight Central. We arranged the flights for them, and they were able to sustain some sort of quality of life by keeping that airline fare in their pocket.
Oh, my goodness. You're giving me tingles right now. When we're talking about Angel Flight Central, the mission is to serve people, and this is according to your website, in need by arranging charitable flights for access to health care and other humanitarian purposes. So that's what we're talking about, Angel Flight Central, and then your wine event helps. That's what the money is raised for, to fulfill that mission.
That's correct. And if anybody would like more information on Wine Flight, they can go to angelflightcentral.org. We do have to have reservations in the Friday before, so that would be November 9th, if my math is correct. I'm just horrible when it comes to math. But the event's on the 16th. So, yeah, that would be right, the 9th. And you could go on there. It has information on sponsorships, ticket prices, and the like, and you would really be helping a lot of people in need.
And why do you think that there is a need for Angel Flight Central?
Well, you know, it's amazing because a lot of people, Kathy, when they have to travel, they just don't have the wherewithal. There are some people that just don't even have a car that's dependable to travel 10, 12, 14 hours, maybe across three states. And when you're not feeling well and you're fighting cancer, to get on a plane and get there in an hour and a half is just a very, very nice luxury to have, and it doesn't cost them a cent.
Thank you very much, Don Sumple, Angel Flight Central, and good luck with your event.
Hang on, there's more on the way.
We got more on the way.
Kathy
Stay with
Quinn
us.
And KC Forum.
If you're the one in one of two Americans who dread going to the dentist, kiss your dental fears goodbye. Dr. Gregory Stiver at the Dental Care Center in South Kansas City offers sedation dentistry, a breakthrough for patients who have traumatic dental fears or have had a negative dental experience. Same-day emergency appointments and lunchtime appointments are available. The Dental Care Center also offers teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, and porcelain veneers. Check them out at kcsedationdentist.com. Call Dr. Stiver at the Dental Care Center and kiss your fears goodbye. 816-533-7390.
Good morning, everyone. If you are just turning the radio on, you're listening to KC Forum, Public Affairs with an Entertaining Spin. And if you're wondering, or maybe you don't know, this is Hispanic Heritage Month. Lots going on the West Side and across the Metro. And I have Linda Colon on the line with me with the West Side CAN Center. First of all, Linda, what is the CAN Center?
So Westside CAN Center is a neighborhood improvement and community policing organization that has been serving the historic Westside neighborhood of Kansas City, Missouri since 1994. And so we work on issues of property maintenance, the physical environment of the neighborhood. We deal with crime and blight, all those things that affect the quality of life in a neighborhood.
And you, of course, are based right there on the West Side.
The best side, of course, Kathy.
You know what? I always spell it West Side, which is what it is, and people correct me and say, no, it's West and Side. I go, no.
No, it's all one word.
One word.
Just contrary to the Kansas City Star and their editors, it is all one word.
Absolutely. West Side,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, the Irish were there at one point in our history, and then the Hispanics are there now, and it's just wonderful what the CAN Center does for these folks. Kind of explain, because I know at one point you did help people get work.
Well, we don't necessarily help people get work. What we did is, if people will recall years ago, if they pulled up around Southwest Boulevard and Summit, there was a large crowd of day laborers that congregated in front of Royal Liquor. And if you pulled up in a pickup truck, they would swarm your truck looking for work. That corner's been an ad hoc hiring hall, if you will, at least for 50, 60 years.
Wow.
In 2004, we moved everybody away from the liquor store onto our new offices on Jefferson Street, just a few blocks away. so that the guys could wait under I-35 for mm-hmm. bosses to come pick them up. It kind of created order out of chaos. And the guys were, there were amenities, bathrooms, showers, lockers for the ones that are homeless, and access to food.
Ah, okay. There you've explained it. Where are you located now?
We are located at 2130 Jefferson Street, which is between 21st and 23rd, or Avenida Cesar Chavez. And our part of Jefferson runs parallel to I-35.
And we're talking about the Westside Cannes Center, and the center, what it is it helps the neighborhood address the quality of life issues, you know, without having to get a hold of property maintenance code officers or police officers. Although you have some police officers, you have a couple.
Well, we have two Kansas City, Missouri police officers that are housed here. We also have a property maintenance codes officer here. But the goal is abatement. The goal isn't punishment. The goal isn't to try to separate you from your money. The goal is to have you be a proper citizen. And that means that you maintain your property to the best of your ability. Now, if you make the decision not to, there are consequences for that decision. The same thing with aberrant behavior. There are consequences to those decisions. But the goal is abatement. The goal is having people follow the rules and have mutual regard and respect for their physical environment and each other.
Excellent. We're talking to Linda from the Westside Community Action Network. And the reason that I wanted to talk about you is because of Hispanic Heritage Month. You have a lot going on down there on the West Side, and you seem to know all about it because you're right there in the middle of it.
Well, it's all over. You know, it isn't relegated just to the West Side anymore. It used to be.
Uh-huh.
But Hispanics are everywhere. The library systems here and in Johnson County have programming. The Kansas City Museum has programming, and I think right now we just have one more fiesta, which is this weekend.
Okay.
Sacred Heart, which merged with Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, is having their parish fiesta. So it is a really fun, old-fashioned church fiesta at the corner of 26th and Madison. And that'll be this coming Sunday from noon to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Great, fabulous food, and I know you're... Mom and aunts were great cooks.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's why I look like I do. And my grandmother.
And yeah. You have a family tradition of performing.
Mm-hmm.
Your family has a tradition.
And yes.
Your mom and aunts kind of broke a lot of hearts, I hear.
Uh-oh. It's kind of neat to go back down to the West Side. Obviously, I didn't grow up there. But I still have cousins that live on the West Side, and we go down every Friday to eat down there.
Uh-huh.
And it's wonderful to touch base with the folks because they'll come up and say, hey, I knew your grandfather, I knew your grandmother, or, oh my gosh, is this your mother, Thoya? You know, and it's just really neat to keep going down there, and it's getting more colorful. I'm so glad that things are building up down there.
The neighborhood is in transition. There's a lot of things happening. You know, we're dealing with the influence of things that are happening in the Crossroads and, of course, with the brand new Performing Arts Center. And that energy and that synergy translates into the neighborhood, and it's really exciting.
That's wonderful that you can see something, you know, just starting to live again. It's wonderful. The Westside Community Action Network. Do you take volunteers, Linda, or how can people help you?
Well, we have volunteers that help with our different programming in the neighborhood. Our next adventure is a neighborhood camp out in Observation Park. For the Day Labor Center, the guys actually do most of the work, though I do take donations of men's clothing, and right now we're looking for winter wear and personal hygiene items. And, of course, you know, we can have up to 60 guys a day through here, so I'm always needing toilet paper. Not very romantic, but very necessary.
All right. So if they'd like to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it? By email, phone, what?
The phone number is 816-842-1298.
Okay.
And our email address is all lowercase, WESTCAN@ crn.org.
All right, it's the Westside.
We have a Facebook page, and we also have a website. So if you type in Westside Can Center, we pop up.
All right, the Westside, one word, Can Center, which they help the neighborhood, businesses, social services, faith groups, government together. You do all sorts of things, lots of good work. And it's
We do it with our partners. I said we don't do it alone. We do it with partners. So it's everybody together. We're better together, as we say.
Very good. The Westside Community Action Center, the Action Network, and we are talking to Linda. Thank you so very much, and good luck with your good work.
Okay, Kathy.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep-down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
Okay, if you've just tuned in, we are going to talk about the paranormal. It is the 10th Dimension Group, and I have Hector Lugo on the line. Hector, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing very well, and I know we talked about a year ago talking about this organization. I didn't even realize we had a group like yours here in the metro area.
Well, actually, we've been around for quite a while. I'm going on 10 years, I think 6 years at the official 10th Dimension Group. That's when we decided to put a name behind the organization. We've actually been investigating since, I want to say about 1988 is when we had our first, my wife and I, had our first encounter here in Kansas City area. And after that encounter, of course, after my heart attack in 2000, strange things happened, we decided, okay, that was it, we're ready. So we went ahead and started the 10th Dimension Group.
All right, it kind of explained. Now, we're talking about the 10th Dimension Group where you study paranormal activity.
Correct.
Okay, and what is your title? What would you be?
My wife and I are both co-founders of this particular paranormal group. We have we have a branch in Florida. We have a branch in Oklahoma. We're looking to expand in Iowa. But we have doctors, nurses, FBI agents, custom agents, people from all branches, livelihoods, and they all have the same question, whether there is life after death. And if there is, how can we communicate with them and gather information and help? We've been doing that
for a while.
For a while, yeah. We've been doing that for quite a while. We've actually decided to actually form our paranormal group with the intent of helping the human and the deceased, as much as possible. And we've been pretty successful at that, according to the clients that we've dealt with and the evidence that we've obtained. And as you've seen on the TV last year, we had some pretty impressive photos that we displayed. Now it's just the Kansas City area. We've got photos and videos and EVPs from all over the world. A lot of our groups travel worldwide. I know our Florida group, I just got back from Portugal. They went to the Templars Castle out there to investigate that.
Uh-huh.
They've been to France and Peru. They went to Machu Picchu and that Peru Incas hide out up in the mountains. And they're getting ready to go to Guatemala. And I talked to them today. They're making arrangements for next year to go to China and see if we can. Because China is very spiritual.
I was going to ask, Hector, what are we like around here?
Around here is very interesting. Around here we have the historical past of the West. A lot of it, believe it or not, is Civil War stuff. We've been to Gettysburg. We've been to a lot of the places like South Polk in South Carolina and a couple other places. But I really particularly like the Kansas City area because of Lone Jack is a good example. There's a lot of activity out there. You also have Little Blue River. We just did a case last week, a Little Blue River, that apparently, I'm not going to mention the doctor's name, but a doctor was called. She was being attacked. at night, scratches on her, and she couldn't figure out what was going on. So we went in there, and we investigated that, and come to find out, she also works at a hospital in, not far from here, but, you know, quite a ways. And apparently a spirit followed her home, and it turned out it was a Civil War spirit. Well, with Blue River being close by, she lives not far from there, it just manifested into where this thing wanted to continuously try to get her attention. And we went over there and asked quite a few questions and got some answers, and they kind of figured out that she knew it was impossible for us to get the answers we were getting. And she just finally said, okay, let's get rid of this particular spirit and see what we can do with the others. And we did. We worked on that one particular entity that was harassing her. And when we walked in, it was so intense. It could almost like a heavy, thick air. You can hardly breathe up on the top floor of her house. Wow. You can hear footsteps walking above. And we couldn't figure out what. And I asked her straight up, who's upstairs? What is upstairs? She says, we are on the top. What's upstairs is the attic, and that's what we hear all the time. Oh, okay. That's heavy footprint. That's man with boots. So we went down to her master bedroom, and that's where the activity was taking place. And we did a cleansing, and by the difference at the end, the difference was so incredible between night and day. By the time we got there, you could hardly walk into that room, and we were done. She was so excited, so happy, because she knew the difference. And, you know, she, right away, it's been, like I said, about a week and a half ago, and we contacted her, and she said, still clear, that nothing's happened. It's been great.
Okay. So, oh, my. I'm getting chills. so when you talk about your investigation, what does that mean? And first of all, how did the doctor know about you all?
Well, you know, it's actually pretty funny, because we don't really advertise. We don't get... We're on the internet. I mean, we're there. But the last 5 or 6 years, we've been booked from the very beginning, 1st of September, all the way through the end of April. It's all been by word of mouth. We get calls from Oklahoma. We get calls from, although that's why we opened up an Oklahoma branch, because we were getting so many calls there. And we decided that would be, you know, convenient for us, and enough cases there to keep a small group, you know, going.
Mm-hmm.
So word gets out, and a lot of it is we work, of course, I work in a hospital. Surrounding. So, and when you work in a hospital, surrounding, you know, a lot of people, and you're dealing with 15 hospitals in the Kansas area alone, and each one has thousands of employees, and you still know how where one hears about it, next one hears about it. It's, oh, yeah, we know about this particular case. Give them a call. We just got a call two days ago, about a theater in town that's supposed to be having a little kid that's been seen by numerous people there, and they keep complaining to the manager about leaving that kid alone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've been freaking out because the area that everybody's talking about, there are no kids allowed, and they know of no kid. So we're supposed to be getting with them here in the near future about possibly going up and finding out what's going on with that particular case.
Okay.
I mean, that's word of mouth.
Okay, you know? So let me just ask you on the doctor. You talk about this case with the doctor and the scratches. Do these spirits come to everybody, or is it just people who are open to it, or why do they choose these particular individuals?
Well, it depends on it. Like you said, you hit it on the nose. There's individuals and how open they are to it. And a lot of times, the spirit has some type of relationship or something that the spirit says, okay, this individual is the reason why I want to go. Let's say it reminds them of somebody that they lived with in the past, or it could be that this individual has the ability to help them out. And a lot of time what we find out is that the spirits just don't know how to communicate with the living properly. When you hear a knock on the door, you see a cabinet open or something happen, that's the only way that particular spirit knows how to communicate with you, trying to get your attention. And of course, you being, you know, naive to it or just unknown what is going on, you right away think it's evil, it's demonic, it's bad. So they call a group in to come in and say, hey, we've had that happen so many times where people call and say, we have demons here. And Kathy, to tell you the truth, I've been doing this since 7 years of age, and I've done hundreds and hundreds of cases. And I've never, ever run into a spirit that has ever intentionally tried to harm us.
Really?
Usually they cooperate with us. Usually we've had spirits do things for us on request, bring us a box, play ball with us. We got a video on our internet where one of our FBI agents is playing with a little kid. You can't see the kid, but the ball is going back and forth with him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So it depends actually on the individual, and it depends on what the spirit's needs are. We don't know if this spirit, like We did one last year in North Kansas City where it was a suicide. And that all that spirit wanted, and it was doing incredible stuff. It was turning on the radios. It was turning on our TV. The floor actually shook. The bed was shaking. They were grabbed. They were pushed. The cold spots. We went in there. We were picking up all kinds of activity. And I went into a room, and I started asking questions to this particular spirit. And it gave me its name. It gave me what happened and everything. And I went in the living room and started speaking with the owner. And I said, hey, I'm getting this. What is this? And he goes, oh, I forgot. He said, that's my grandfather. He committed suicide in front of me 6 years ago, and I've never been to a cemetery or never acknowledged him. And he said, my girlfriend's fiance that are getting ready to get married said, this Memorial Day, she had me go to a cemetery the first time. That was like 3 weeks prior.
Uh-huh.
All this started. And I said, well, I gave him the name and everything. And I said, well, what he wants is he wants you to forgive him so that he can continue his journey. You're the last, you're the only reason he stayed behind because he had not gotten forgiveness from you for what occurred.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we did we got that on an audio video. And it was the case where the spirit, all he wanted was forgiveness. And once he got that, he sensed the whole room, the whole atmosphere changed. And this guy was a military guy, big guy.
And he didn't believe
any of it. When it was done over with, he just dropped to his knees, started crying. He says, I can't believe he just left.
Oh.
And everybody knew it.
Oh, my goodness. So, what is your website?
It's the 10th Dimension Paranormal Group. And there's like, I want to say about 10, 15 different articles. And there's magazine articles, newspaper articles that we've done in the past. And, of course, our actual website, which I'm revising for this year. But, yeah, and got my address and phone number and all that on there for anybody that wants to contact us.
Okay, excellent. But if it's a spirit, they just contact you directly, right?
Yeah, it don't matter. You know, they can use my cell phone. I mean, I've had numerous, I get calls all the time. Out of the blue, this past April, I got a call from California, and I got one from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we worked on those particular cases. So we're not, you know, we do put a, you know, we go out there to, when we investigate, we do send out a small group to check out the location and to check out the people, just to make sure that we're dealing with a spiritual thing and not a medical or, you know, psychiatric issue.
And you are used to being called, or you're used to being questioned, aren't you? I mean, a lot of people aren't going to believe this and aren't going to, but for instance, like that doctor, this is happening to her, and then she sees that you come in and you fix it. You know what I'm saying? You're used to people questioning you, aren't you?
Well, you know, actually, it's really the opposite. People call us, and, you know, they make the first contact. They're the ones that are in doubt. They're the ones that are confused or can't explain what's going on. And they're looking for answers. And we give them the answers as far as the spirit. And we tell them, you know, we make no promises, no guarantees. But we're going to go out there and see if we can find out what's going on. It could be that the house is creaking, settling. It could be bad pipes. It could be underground gases or, you know, they're living on an energy line, whatever the case may be. We check all that out. We have a lot of good equipment that we can do that. We have qualified people. We have people with degrees in electronics and stuff. So we go in there with the intent of debunking everything. But it seems like the people that generally call us that we go into are basically pretty concerned or pretty sure that they have spiritual activity. And when we go in, we sit down, we talk, we listen to what they have to say, and then we take it from there and we do an investigation. That's where we usually walk in with like four people, myself, a support person, and two, and since we call them sensitive people.
Wow.
And what I do is I give the sensitive person and a support person a piece of paper and pencil and tell them to walk throughout the house anywhere that the client will allow them, and the client usually lets us go from anywhere in the house. That first person goes and does a walkthrough, and they write down everything they sense and what they pick up. And we have a second one do the same thing and compare notes, and we pick the hot spot. And that, by utilizing that, you know, technique, we set up our equipment if we need to, where the most activity's at. And a lot of times, first visit, usually a lot of times, out in the parking lot. Mm. Not to go much further than that, and they can tell us whether we have activity it's worth the, you know, follow up on.
Wow, that is so interesting. Hector Lugo from the 10th Dimension Group, the Paranormal Group. They're on the internet, and you can check them out. Your phone number, all that type of thing. What is the actual website address?
It's the 10th Dimension Paranormal Group.
Okay, .com. All right. Hector, thank you so much, and good luck with your work. And I may have a few cases to throw your way.
I'll be willing, be more than glad to try them out.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, then. That's it for us this weekend. Until next weekend, we would like to thank Katie Connors, our executive producer, Ed Walker, who gets this show on the air, and, of course, Fox 4's website, folks. It is fox4kc.com. If you missed the show this week, you can hear it again and again and again on fox4kc.com. And, of course, the elders allowing us to use their music. I'm Kathy Quinn. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.